So welcome to the jam. Well, yeah, by the way, let's start there.
This is us here in Roslyn, Rwaka.
And you're listening to your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM. It's Wednesday, and of course that means we have a guest. Every Wednesday we try and have conversations with really dope people who are doing amazing things in their lives. And we want to sort of learn from them, understand what made them who they are and what journey they're on, and if we can even improve. Like, if Martin can just become, you know, Martin 2.0 because of this conversation, then even God will be happy. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, Junior, you're mistaken. It's Martin 6.5.
Oh, we're already there.
We have moved so far. We've been here for too long.
It doesn't.
And I'm still
like
on 1.0. Excuse you. Excuse you.
Sorry, was that? Oh, my mic is on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone heard you.
Anyway, let us know at the Jam 984 what your afternoon's been like. How's your midweek going? You can use the hashtag DriveOut and, of course, JamMasters if you want to speak and ask any questions or just say hello to our good friend here, who we're now about to ask our usual question.
Hiya. So, it's a simple question. Who are you?
Well, first, thank you so much for inviting me to be part of the show. To the audience, I want to say I was here on time.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. You see, that's why we said we found her.
So thank you. Say, who are you? And
yes.
So my name is Brendan Bathy.
Yes.
And who am I? I'm a wife.
Yes.
I'm a mother of two adult sons. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a daughter.
Okay.
Currently, I'm the CEO of Two Rivers International Finance and Innovation Center, SEZ, Special Economic Zone. Now, that's quite a mouthful.
It is. Yeah.
How do you remember all that?
You say it many times.
Yeah, because Martin 6.5 doesn't even remember the first name.
But we have an acronym. Yeah. And you know, as you grow up, you start using a lot of acronyms.
Yes.
And the acronym we have is TRIFIC. So it could be terrific. Terrific. SEZ.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm currently doing at the moment.
CEO Terrific.
A terrific CEO at TRIFIC. Yeah. How about that?
It's brilliant. Love it. So, the journey of a CEO, how does it start? You know, just wondering, how did you find yourself here from a young age? Did you decide, I'm going to be a terrific CEO? Or
No. Yeah.
Or what did 10-year-old Brenda say she wanted to be?
10-year-old Brenda wanted to be a pediatrician.
Oh,
why?
And that didn't happen.
what did you watch, or who did you see, or who inspired?
Exactly, who did I see? Yeah. I think I saw a lot of TV.
Yes. Yeah.
And the doctors were always the heroes.
Yes.
You know, just saving lives.
Sent elsewhere, Denzel Washington.
That, now you've got it. Oh. Now you've got it.
I noticed.
But anyway, didn't pan out. Yeah. I did some volunteer work in a children's hospital during my college holidays. So, for instance, Gertrude's Garden.
Yes.
And I actually found that perhaps was not really what I needed to do.
Yeah.
It really was.
It gave you a real
life
scenario.
It gave me the real life scenario of actually, you know, the challenges that doctors go through. And actually, a lot of respect for the nursing community. The nurses and the whole ecosystem in a hospital and what they go through. And when you're dealing with pediatrics, small children, it can be really, really
tough.
So at that time I didn't think it was deep thinking, but it was deep thinking.
Yes.
And changed my career ambition and went into international relations.
Okay.
And you know, so more into knowing what the world was all about and how we could make it a better place.
That's a nice one.
That's how I moved.
So you see, Martin, you start with IR, you start with international relations, but dreams of pediatrics first. Okay? All right.
So you still change the world anyway.
Either way, right?
Either way. Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
Okay. So your current, maybe walk us through your journey. So you go into IR, you enjoy it, you love it. Did you want to be a diplomat? Was that sort of where you were going, or you just wanted to have the chance to understand how the world works in that respect?
So you hit the nail on the head, you know, diplomacy, you know, doing all those sort of things. Mm-hmm. But reality hits home when you return and from university and start looking for a job. At that time, it really was a real greenfield.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't something that was being done.
Yeah.
So I went into sales and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And through different sales and marketing roles, including a stint in advertising, mm-hmm. Got encouraged or asked to try different roles, and I was at Farmer's Choice for a very long time.
Does it?
And yeah, so you know Mama Sausage.
Yes.
For a very long time. Yeah. I'm very happy of my stint there. Then moved to East African Breweries. Mm-hmm. And that's actually where I did spend quite a lot of time, as I was there first, at that time called External Affairs Director, so corporate affairs, so now really moving into this public policy space. And, you know, starting the East African Breweries Foundation and things like that, the CSR space. Mm. During my stint at East African Breweries, I also spent 6 years in Uganda, which was wonderful. Okay. And so great experiences there. And then from there, went to General Electric in East Africa. And General Electric does a whole span of things to change the world and make the world a better place, mm-hmm. in aviation, in energy, and in healthcare. Yeah. And from there, last year, I joined Trific.
My goodness. You know what's amazing is just there's how varied that experience
wait,
is.
Wait, there's not even one kiosk. Something, you know, like I was a dry cleaner. Vitros VIP, something. Everything is just serious, corporate.
Yeah, you but know. How colorful is that journey?
It's amazing.
You know how most people would think if you start in sales and marketing, that's pretty standard and you can cross over as long as you understand the industry and the product or the services that you're offering. You can pretty much figure out your way.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what allowed you to cross these different disciplines?
That and attitude.
An attitude.
Your own attitude towards life.
What is your attitude towards life?
Try and have a more positive attitude.
Okay.
It's a journey, something you have to do every day.
Every day, tell yourself, I'm going
you
to
go,
be.
Yes, and being versatile and adaptable.
Yeah.
So you talk about there's no kiosk here. Mm. But let me tell you, in each of these journeys, yes, I was working with the Smokies trolleys.
Yes.
Yeah. We introduced that when I was there. You know, working with Senator Keg.
Yeah.
Working. I wish you could see what Martin's doing.
Martin is practicing being positive.
And seeing the whole value chain and the change for the farmers as you use sorghum and use that as an ingredient.
Mm.
And then the CSR angle of it as well, you know, how you give back to the communities, how you look at water. And then, in fact, with GE, looking at the hospitals, but not just the big hospitals, you know, how you look at that whole spectrum of the continuum of care, primary health care, and what it means in the healthcare system. So I think, yes, you could say it's all very corporate, but it's actually working with so many different stakeholders, and it's wonderful because it opens your eyes to a whole new world. And one thing that I found along my journey is, you know, be a real active listener.
Yeah.
And try and understand what the needs are internally with your stakeholders and externally. See where you can make a difference.
Mm. And Wadoz, I know it's a patriarchal society. So Wadoz always open to you, or did you have to fight through? How did you work through all these men?
You know, that's really funny because I never saw it like that when I was experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think... as a child, I was brought up in a family where girls and boys, we were treated the same.
Mm-hmm.
And also have a very strong mother figure who up to today works very hard.
Mm-hmm.
So that was never there. But there are small little things along the way. For instance, you work in a place, actually for quite, I'd say half of my career, where I wasn't allowed to wear trousers to the office.
Mm. Were you working in a church?
No, because it just wasn't allowed or wasn't accepted at the time.
Yeah.
And you have to try and see how you can make those changes. So we've come a long way
in
ways that you did perhaps even today don't understand.
Yeah. Was that society or was that the organization?
It was both.
It was both.
It was what was expected by society of the organization.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I worked at a place where the ladies sometimes had to cover up on certain days at an Indian station and also could not wear trousers just like that
as well.
So, yeah, so we'll, when we come back, we'll talk about these challenges and how you overcame them easily.
Yeah, and why I have one question that I want you to think about as we go to our headlines and sports. Is Why radio, media, voiceovers never showed up in your voice is, I feel like I can listen to you talking.
Children's stories.
For the remainder of the day.
Yeah.
And then I sleep, wake up, and you please be there at 8 a.m. to continue again.
Matthew McConaughey. Actually, you should actually look like reading stories. Yeah. Bedtime stories and people just falling asleep to your voice.
Falling asleep to my voice.
It's amazing.
Really?
But in a good way.
Yeah. It's a strange. It's a soothing. It's a very soothing voice.
You can hear
guys, it's soothing. It's a, I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh my God. It's brilliant. Capital FM. Let me just talk to the councillors, the people who counsel people, the council culture people.
Yeah, yeah.
When we say let's set the stage on fire, this is 90s slang for yani.
Yeah.
It will be lit.
Yeah. So let's see our voiceover artist in studio.
Yeah.
Bobby V will set the stage on fire. Let's hear it.
Just say Bobby Valentino will set the stage on fire.
No, you see, he can't do it.
Can't.
Bobby V or Valentino will set the stage on fire.
Yeah.
Bobby V.
Hold on, sorry. I keep on doing this. Yeah, again. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bobby V will set the stage on fire.
See? Now they're going to buy tickets. You wait, you see the tickets. Say, buy your tickets on TicketSasa.
Buy your tickets on TicketSasa.
Send June an invoice. Now. June, that is so cool. How much is the ticket? 4,000. Yeah, let me just buy one.
We're back with our jam master, Brenda Mbathi, who is sharing nuggets, a terrific CEO at Trific SEZ, which is right here and our neighbor here at Two Rivers. So I want to ask you, through all these different experiences, positions you have held, what's been some of your most memorable lessons that you've learned from either good or bad things? What are some of the lessons that you would share with somebody in, let's say, the person who is in the EABL right now in the position you held? What would you tell that person?
To always be adaptable, to learn that, you know, you're going to always have to embrace change and you're going to have to be adaptable.
Yes.
Business environment is very dynamic. Mm. And I think in all the roles that I've held, this has been, you know, one
standard.
Of the things, a standard.
Yeah.
You just have to be adaptable. It's never always going to be the way it is today, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Also stakeholder engagement. And I think that's a term, but it's something if you're doing the sort of roles that I've held over the years and even what I do today. It's about building relationships, but not just building relationships. Put that word great. So build great relationships. Mm-hmm. And that takes time. And you're going to have to do it with so many different people. But it's so important and so effective when you need it. So you need to invest in that time to build great relationships when you really sometimes don't even want to do it. Mm. And that's both internally and externally. And this is something you can think about, not just in the workplace, but even at home, amongst your families, your friends, you know, just try to be that person that they can depend on, they can reach out to, that they know, you know, you'll always be there. Yeah.
So your family are your stakeholders. And
yes.
Your neighbors and that ecosystem.
Yes, your whole ecosystem. Yeah. Think about that as a person. Mm. Because it's important. There'll be a time you will need to lean on them.
Yeah.
And so always remember to be there so that they can lean on you.
Mm.
You know, life goes through different seasons. So, and it's not difficult.
Mm.
It's not difficult if you like the people and if you invest in building great relationships. Mm. It makes a difference.
Invest in building great relationships. You see the words you're using, Brenda? But say just try and be in a good relationship. If you've said invest, it means it takes time, it takes resource, it takes intentionality.
Yeah, and resource is your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not monetary, it's your time.
Correct.
And it's not always going to be easy. So that thing about being adaptable.
And staying positive.
Staying positive, but believing that everybody also has a positive intent. If you put that at the heart of it, it can also change the way you look at things.
So this avoids overreacting. Let's say when somebody comes to the table with a point of view, if you assume they've come from a negative point, then already you fail to see what it is that they're contributing or trying to contribute.
And you react.
And you react, yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean that that's not what I do.
you're telling us in a utopia. Right. Yes.
Yeah, in utopia. And you have to sort of work at it and hopefully get it right. And then the more you practice, the better it becomes.
Biggest mistake you've made so far that you can share?
Maybe not communicating enough. Mm-hmm. In certain situations where you may hold information to yourself because you believe maybe that's the best way of handling things. Mm-hmm. So yes, I think there's nothing worse than not communicating, or you can never over communicate.
Yes.
I think if you say never over communicate. So keep everybody informed about this is how things are going.
I read somewhere, we were doing some research around what transmission meant, and whether a signal has been properly transmitted, but it made me think about how I communicate, interestingly enough. So if it has not been received, then communication, the loop of communication has not been closed.
Or understood,
yes.
You know, sometimes you can believe everybody understands.
But I said it. Why haven't you understood?
I sent you the email.
Yes.
But
did
you
really
communicated what it means or what it's about? Yeah.
Hey, Marty, you're writing notes.
I
hope there'll be an improvement.
Yeah, I'll get one.
Or I'll walk you back to traffic, as you said. And tell Brenda he was not listening.
Walking up and down is not a problem. I'd be very, very happy to go to traffic every day and just learn.
It's nearby.
Yeah.
It's nearby. And Martin is a walker.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about traffic. Mm. Traffic is, we see it, I drive past it pretty much every day.
Yeah.
I like the building and I'm like, oh, I should go and visit them once. So I know we should just come.
Oh, very happy.
Can we come and do the show from there?
Why not?
Yeah?
Why not?
What was traffic set up to do?
So traffic is a privately owned special economic zone, bespoke to business services. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there are many special economic zones in Kenya. Mm. Most of them are what you would call mixed use, so manufacturing, warehousing, logistics, and business services. Mm. For us at Trific, it is only on business services. So you won't find manufacturing, you won't find warehousing and logistics. Very bespoke to business services. And business services is truly what I would call the next great frontier and hope for so many Kenyans and also for Kenya in terms of attracting FDI and just being a way that we can export services and create so many more jobs into
Kenya. So when you say FDI...
Foreign direct investment.
Of FDI.
FDI.
I had FDI. See?
FDI.
Yes, sorry about that. Yeah. And that's what we're about. Special economic zones have attractive incentives that allow business that qualify to have access to. And one of the things we're truly looking at is getting businesses to be domiciled within our economic zone that will also create many jobs for Kenyans. And they will be meaningful jobs and good jobs. Yeah.
What is a business service? Let's assume there's somebody who's like, I'm misbehaving. Give us a couple of examples of what.
I could give you the example of business process outsourcing.
Okay.
So that would maybe be the back office or a shared services operations for companies. I won't say big companies, but I'll give you an example. India is known to be the back office of the world, and it's a $1 trillion business. So, for instance, when you call maybe an airline for customer service, you probably are calling somebody who's based out of India or in a business process outsourcing client services operations center. Mm-hmm. And given that India can do this, and it's really assisted the Indian economy, why not for us here in Africa and indeed in Kenya? And you know, Kenya has some very special attributes that we should be so proud of.
Our peculiarities.
Our peculiarities include the way we speak. Yeah. We speak English very well, by the way. Mm-hmm. We are also very good employees. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our attrition rate, once you're employed, is actually very low when you look at it on a global level.
Even with this generation.
Even with this generation, when you put them and benchmark them with other countries across the world. And when you benchmark against what could be perceived as our competitors globally, that would be India, the Philippines, and then on the continent, it would be Egypt and South Africa. Mm. We still, as Kenya, have some very, very, very good scores, which you will see in international surveys and advisory scores for BPOs. Yeah. So we truly have this low-hanging fruit that we can focus on and get more aggressive and attract more of this investment into our country. And I think you're going to start to see this more and more as we attract those investments into our space, into the terrific space, and you'll see lots more activity, especially here.
When a company needs or somebody needs to apply and qualify, is that something you can share what your criteria
are? So what we'd first do is we'll have an introductory session with you and you just look for us, call us, and you know, you go to our website. We do an introductory session. We explain what's what we do. We give you a presentation. We give you a form called an expression of interest, which is a very simple one-page application form. And then we take you on what we call the discovery journey, where we work with you. We show you how the strategic incentives will benefit your business. Mm-hmm. And then we look to onboard you. Yeah. And truly, if all your documents are in order and there's no reason why they shouldn't be, this process could take 30 days for you to get your license. And we act as the one-stop shop. We are the interface between you and the regulatory agencies. You do not need to interface with them. We are the ones who walk this journey with you and give you all these
items. That's the beginning of the tagline.
One-stop shop.
We do have that one-stop shop.
Don't need to deal with regulatory bodies.
I think we need you as governor. That's all we need. That's all we need. Somebody who can just deal with everything.
Of where? 30 SEC,
days.
Everything. Of SEC.
Even biashara, you know. But yeah. Capital FM. April the 17th, it's Wednesday, April the 17th.
It's hump day.
It's hump, yeah. And what a hump day.
Midweek. Midweek. Getting over the hump of this week and so far.
Why have we got over that hump?
Today was the day.
There was a hump.
But anyway, thank you so much for still being there. And we've asked you to let us know where you're tuned in from, as far and as wide as, you know, the Americas and Norway. Our standard listenership
At Impala, I guess, sent elsewhere.
Oh my gosh, yes. With Denzel.
Denzel. Hey, Fudi. Mr. Menesi. yes. And he's saying the voice, by the way, it's true, Matt. Yeah. That voice.
You see,
and everyone's changing their voice when they're talking about it. that's the guy with a very high voice. No, sometimes the guy like,
People adjust. They adjust. Yeah. Our jam master in studio is Brenda Mbathi, the CEO of Terrific SEZ, which is our neighbor right here in Two Rivers Mall. So if you haven't come to check out the mall, first of all, what are you waiting for? Your kids are on holiday, bring them. There's a lot of stuff for them to do. But also, we were talking about...
are we allowed to tour? Like, are kids allowed to come and check out your offices?
We can bring them.
We can bring them. Just let us know.
Oh, okay.
They are the future. That's true. So earlier, Martin wanted you to vie for certain positions. And I can see you have no interest in them, which is admirable. Because I think some people think that is the sort of...
Final destination
of everything. but having been in positions of leadership, as you are now, what would you say are... some of the things that make a good leader.
So I first want to qualify a leader, leadership, because I believe everyone's a leader. Uh-huh. A leader of your own destiny, of your own life. So let's just bring it down and be a bit more humble.
Yes.
Everyone's a leader.
Yes.
Right? So because leadership is not just about holding this position of authority. Mm. It's actually about inspiring others, taking care of others, driving positive change, and then collectively, you know, in collaboration, achieving collective goals. So you need to have a few attributes, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. One is a vision of some sort, to have some direction or some purpose. Try and rally others behind that vision. Do it with integrity, because trust is really the foundation of effective leadership. So be honest. Empathy. Understand and empathize with the needs of others. Listen to others. Empathize. Try and see things from their point of view. Be resilient. As I told you, there'll always be challenges. Mm. So how you face them, how you persevere, how you learn from failure, because it will come, and embrace it. And then, you know, continuous learning, because we don't know it all.
Mm.
So just keep learning. Try to keep up to date with things and be on top of things. So I'd say that helps with leadership, because as you have this continuous learning, remember, then you'll be able to understand everybody's point of view, because there will be those
and their language.
Mm. Is this that thing we hear people, the buzzword now is unlearn and relearn.
I don't think you need to unlearn, because you get a bit of wisdom from the learning that you've done.
We hope.
But continuously learn, you know. So if we hear AI, embrace it.
Yeah.
You don't have to take all of it, but embrace it. Learn how to work with it, etc. Yeah.
I think one of the things I've experienced with some of the leaders, and I'm trying to phrase this given your initial statement of we are all leaders in our own right, is something that I think older people or more mature people seem to say. Anyway, that's just how I am. Yeah. So it's the other person to deal with. The fact that, you know, we've been around. I know parents say it a lot.
Yeah.
And at this age, me, I'm not changing, Brenda. I'm not changing. So how do you, because I imagine even in some of these positions, you have people who are older than you, younger than you. How do you do this cross link between the generations, and how to understand how to speak to those different groups of people?
So remember earlier I'd said about active listening and the stakeholder management and how you manage people.
Yes.
So it's, you know, hearing that, you know, message. I'm not going to change. This is how things are. So then you have to think yourself, how am I going to manage this to work for that person who's probably coming from a position of positive intent? They're saying, I'm not going to change because, you know, for whatever reason. So how do you bring them along on the journey? And I'm not saying it's easy. So it's for you to go back and think, so how are we going to work this out? How can I make it easier for them?
So that's
understand.
The perspective change.
Yes, the perspective change you have to have, because there will be those people who say, I'm just the same for me. I'm not going to do it. But, you know, encourage them, show them the possibilities, and try and see how this can work for them.
Martin, I will try harder to see how to make it work for you.
You need to change. Technology is here for you. It helps you, by the way.
I promise. Yeah. I'm going to try and see it differently from now on. You're at a radio station, and music is a big part of what we do here. Is music important in your life? Do you have, like, favorite songs or genres? Like, if we played a song right now, and would we see Brenda get up and, like, jump up and down and dance? Is there like, are there those songs that do that for you?
There definitely are. Yeah. I won't say that I'll do it in every place. I need to be comfortable. But yes, I think my genres would be R&B and more gospel. And so let me just say, I've always been a huge fan of the late Whitney Houston.
The voice, yes.
And for me, her last song, her farewell song, the anthem of I Look to You. I think that's very special. I think it took her back to where she started from, which was back to the church. With this hymn. So it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
I love Barry White.
Ooh, imagine a conversation between Barry and Brenda. Oh my gosh.
B&B.
Oh my gosh.
No, we shouldn't go. but yes, you know, I mean, truly, that baritone bass voice. He's the real maestro. Practice what you preach, you know? So you keep telling me this.
Telling me that. Yes.
You know? I love Barry White. Saudi Soul. And the song I particularly like for Saitu Soul is Brighter Days with the Soweto Gospel Choir. I really like that. That brings me to my feet. And if I can, you know, ask for it, that's a lovely song. Easy to dance, easy to sing.
It
brings people together.
But
and my current happy space.
Yes.
Which I'm not sure you would play on this show, but it's
Cece
Winans, The Greatness and the Goodness of God.
Oh, we like that song.
The inspiration it gives, yes. And it just captures my heart. So Cece Winans, when she sings that, when you hear it, it's great. It's now being sung more and more in our churches, and bringing people together. So that would sort of encapsulate what I like.
You know what? We can spend the whole day here with you just talking.
Yeah.
But we have to cut you short. Because just one word to the people who are coming up. A young Brenda, possibly. Any regrets? Mm.
Oh, no regrets.
Mm. Yeah.
Every experience bringing wisdom. Mm. When I look back.
Yeah.
You know what's so wonderful is, as I'm speaking on the show today, I know I have some nephews listening in.
Yeah. Hi, nephews.
And and so, you know, just knowing that this journey is not over.
Yeah.
And there'll still be a lot of change, but it's been great.
Wow. Terrific CEO.
Terrific CEO.
Well done.
We are coming to do the show. She has invited us to cross over.
Go and jam on the jam there.
Yeah.
The offices, you know, have fun.
How big is your team at Terrific?
Oh, we're a small team. Mm. Yeah. We're five people.
That's small and powerful.
Yes. Oh, but fantastic. We're small but great. Yeah. Great team. Yeah. Big shout out to the great team that I work with.
Yeah.
And you're invited and everyone's invited. We are open and ready for business. We encourage you to come and visit us.
So if we were to have you add how many more people to their team? Because we have a corporate challenge coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, so five more.
Five more people
yeah.
to your team. Then you can do either seven-a-side amateur football
yeah.
or seven-a-side amateur, what is the other
rugby.
One called? Yeah, rugby.
Yeah.
Touch rugby. Mm.
Are we allowed to choose who's coming onto the team from
yes,
your side? Because you can see
yeah.
a seven-a-side football and
yeah.
rugby.
Yeah.
If we were playing basketball, could we introduce basketball just for you?
Just for you.
we have a cheerleading squad as well.
Okay,
I'll be the cheerleading squad.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll coordinate.
Join us at the Nairobi Polo Club this Saturday. It's going to be fantastic corporate challenge. Thank you so much for coming through, Brendan.
Yay, that was wonderful.
Looking forward to brighter days, for you. And this is for you, by the way.
Thank you so much.
I think I've played it. I don't know.
It is.
Brighter days are yet to come. Ain't no question that tomorrow there'll be good times.
Good times.
I believe with every beat of my heart. 'Cause I'm certain brighter days are yet to come. Ain't no question that tomorrow there'll be. Tenda memba nenda zangu duma pe sa singi no wanga ni noma
wanga ni noma
imani yangu ina ni choma but I know there'll be a better day yeah I'm living on the edge sijui nitashukia kwa gani stage life ina ni sunda kwa kona
sunda kwa kona
emotionally niko kwa Zidi makinika zaidi. I'm holding on a little bit longer.
A little bit longer.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
of love from up above. The sun is not too far away. Now I shut up, now not far. I know I will be okay. Reach for the stars with everything in my heart. I know, I know, I know, I know. Cause I'm certain brighter days are yet to come. Ain't no question that tomorrow there'll be good time. Oh, oh, oh. I believe every beat of my heart. Yeah. There's gonna be days like these. We need to be stronger. Misuko suko na maanga iko. Ni hali ya dunia Mungu yupo.